Hey, PFF listeners, you can find us every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
All right. Another episode, BFFs. Welcome, Josh, Bree. We got Alyssa Violet coming on a little bit.
Okay.
And I guess that's a big deal from everything that I've been told. She has not done a podcast, like, ever.
So, taken of the podcast virginity action.
Yeah. BFFs. And that in... Like, I wasn't overly familiar with her, but reading all the background, sounds like she's been involved in a shit ton of drama over the past couple of years, so it should be an interesting conversation with her. But let's get right into it. First headline I see, and by the way, I'm fighting through a cold, if you can't tell. Like, shout out to me for...
It's usually me being sick.
I know.
One.
I can't... After this, I'm going home and going to bed. Harry Josie drops F-slur. So about a month after Harry Josie was praised for supporting trans rights on BFFs, which he was very, very...
Progressive is the word. Progressive, you know.
Yeah, progressive, supportive, however you want to look at it. Harry was exposed for calling James Charles the F-slur on his own podcast while talking to another member of his podcast team. Clip made it online, deleted shortly after it was posted. Seems like it was an editing error. Harry's comments were never meant to make the final cut. It was uploaded at 40 minutes later, short and 27. Harry said, James Charles is trying to fuck me. The makeup artist, you don't know who that is, just some F-word. Harry Josie's apology, does it? Do you believe it's an accident? Would you, what would you do to your own people? Wait, what do you do after your own people get involved in a scandal? What do you mean? Of course it was an accident, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone meant to post it, but the way he said it, it came out too easy. Like, it seems like he just says that behind closed doors all the time. Like, the way he was talking in conversation, I don't know if you heard it.
I haven't
but
heard.
It just slipped out super easy.
This is news to me. It's the first I've heard of it. I obviously like Harry, but that is a word that you can't be using.
Not at all.
And if you use it behind closed doors, you got to believe you use a bunch. We have his apology. Can we see the apology? I like Harry. That sucks.
I know. I was really sad.
Not that it's like, I guess you don't feel bad for him. He's the one who said it. But you can't be saying, how mad can you get at your own team for putting it on when you're the one who said it? It's like, I don't know. It's kind of all on you, I think.
It's kind of like, hey, maybe you don't say it at all. And then just avoid ever fucking up by saying it on tape.
When did this happen?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, so a little while ago.
Maybe last week, yeah.
Is it like a big deal?
Yeah, everyone's talking about it. Also, like Manny Mua, like the makeup artist, Harry worked with him too. They did like makeup together. He's also like a gay icon in makeup. He was like kind of saying the same thing where he's like, I love Harry. I don't think he's a bad person, but it came out too easy.
Okay, let's see the apology.
I just wanted to come on here and say that I'm extremely embarrassed about myself, my actions, and the fact that I let such word slip out to James, my friend, that I said this word about. I am deeply sorry. We have many things in private, but I just wanted to come on here and say that to the rest of the LGBTQ plus community that I'm going to take some time to educate myself on this and apologize. So this word doesn't belong in my vocabulary and it shouldn't be spoken about. So I just wanted to say that I'm sorry and I'm going to take some time to educate myself.
It's not much you can say.
Yeah, the educating myself. I mean, you don't really have to be educated. At least here, maybe go with in England, that means like you're a good dude.
Yeah, I said the same thing on my podcast and everyone was like, everyone in Australia always says it, but I mean...
It's a bad word, and when I say bad word, I think it is a hateful word. Like, I think most people who hear it,
if you're talking about a gay person when you say it.
Comes across as hateful. Yeah, it comes across as a hateful word. Yeah. I think everyone, there's words that convey hate. That is one of them, so you can't say it. The genesis or whatever. So that sucks. I don't think it means you have to hate Harry, but he made a mistake and... is bad for everybody involved. I don't know what they mean, accent. How is, who wants to create that type of publicity on purpose? That's not good.
Yeah,
publicity.
That's a weird, that's
horrible,
a weird,
publicity.
Like,
yeah.
Clout grab, you know?
Yeah.
Probably not going to try to go get that.
Especially when he was like a total 180, being super supportive, which
yeah.
weirdly
yeah,
is yeah. more like, is this guy just like a total fake?
Yeah, exactly. Right, it's right. like he came on here, was so progressive.
But I don't get that vibe from him.
Me neither.
I feel like maybe it's like...
I mean, we've had like him on three times.
Weird thoughts where it's like, oh, you know, like my friends are black, so I can say it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. you know how people will say that?
Yeah, yeah. Tough look. Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure he'll move past. The internet moves super fast. Dave Chappelle won't bend the knee. Addressed the backlash he got from his Netflix special. Said this isn't him against the LGBTQ community. It's him against corporate interest. What he can say, what he can't. You know? He talked about his conditions. I haven't watched the new Netflix. Have you guys?
Mm-mm.
The Dave Chappelle special?
Yeah.
Not really a big no. Dave Chappelle stan. But I guess like he says it all the time, where it's like if that's your bit, every single
right.
stand-up
why is it like this
kind of becomes hateful. It's like, say it once, maybe it's a joke. Why do you got to say it every time?
I mean, he's a brilliantly talented guy, but
yeah.
in a weird way, it's like if you can... come after Chappelle for comedy, you can come after anything, and you gotta, I guess, always judge for yourself. Like, is there hate involved, or is he trying to make people yeah. laugh? Is he equal to like what you're saying? One thing I've always said about Barstool, we're equal opportunity. Like, I feel like we make fun of everybody equally, so you can't be like, right. oh, they're going after that group. If somebody's just singling out a group, and I'm not saying Chappelle is over and over, you may start to be like, well, he really hates us.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so. Yeah. FaZe Clan goes public. I saw this today. I don't get it all. FaZe Clan announces they will be publicly traded. Currently has a $1 billion evaluation. I started reading some of it after, and
yeah.
as much as I've like followed stock shit, I still don't totally get it. They're a SPAC, a private group is taken in public, but for me, it seems like they just like any that we're worth $1 billion. Like, I'm not...
Right. Like, they just threw that number out there, kind
it's
of.
It's not thing. An actual estimate.
Excuse me. There is a degree, like, the SPAC, the private company, they're putting money in, so it has to be at a valuation. But it's almost like a end-around way to raise money with the stock, whether it works, it could, whether it definitely happens. I don't know. I really don't know. It's
Do you think the smart? Stock will do well? Or what do you think is going to happen to the stock?
Not if it's worth $1 billion, no. Not it yeah. because from a very rudimentary investment point, if and I saw a lot of articles being like, whoa, they're worth like $1 billion. There's similar like esports companies that aren't even close to that. So I could be speaking so far out of turn, but the fundamentals of a stock market is how it's supposed to be. Is like, okay, this is how much the company is worth. Do you want to buy stock because you think it'll become worth more or less? If you told me FaZe is worth $1 billion, I'd be like, oh, I'm getting in way too late. I'm not going to.
Right. Like, it's already gotten its peak. It's already raised as all it can raise.
Yeah. Like, how much higher can it go right now than $1 billion? I would wait for it to come down. But also, the SPAC thing was super hot, and it didn't really matter what you were. You could be a burger company, a gambling company. Everyone was just buying it because they're skyrocketing. Those days are sort of gone. So
yeah, the SPAC days aren't as hot as they used to be, for sure.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting, and it could be something that doesn't even happen. Like, I think you're going to announce the SPAC, and you look at like what's happening in the market, and maybe you go, maybe you don't. We had Banks on here the other day. I've never totally understood everything with FaZe to begin with, so I could be totally wrong. But when you say $1 billion,
they're a powerful group. Like, they are, like, nonetheless... without the $1 billion valuation, like, they're still an insane group. FaZe can push some product.
Yeah, big time. But it's so diversified. So it's like a lot of what I read about them is like doing this will give us the money to invest in new things, like actual, like, tangible things. Like, to me, FaZe doesn't necessarily have anything overly tangible yet. I could be wrong about that.
Right.
Okay.
No, I get what you're saying.
Jake Paul, no knockout clause. So, Brie, you had Dylan Danis on your podcast.
Yes, I did. He had a lot to say about Jake Paul.
Well, he always has a lot.
I know.
I
that
flat
guy
out
hates Jake Paul.
Do not believe there was a no knockout clause. Is there proof of that?
That's what he said. He said Tyrone had to sign an NDA I just play the clip of what he said. I don't really remember exactly what he said. Well, I want to talk about Jake Paul because you said recently that he wasn't allowed to knock Tyrone Woodley out in a fight. Can you talk more about that?
So basically, that is true. Okay. And Tyrone Woodley, that's why he hasn't said anything about it. He had to sign an NDA not to say anything about that.
Okay.
So it's like a double rule, you know?
Okay.
So but you're
just saying like the whole fight was basically rigged?
No. So the fight was not rigged. It was like they can box, but he's not allowed to like knock him out. So so that once when he was against the ropes, he kind of just stood there, and then Tyron Woodley signed the NDA to not say anything about that.
Wait, so Tyron wasn't allowed to knock out Jake, or Jake wasn't allowed to knock
Tyron wasn't allowed to knock out Jake, is what Dylan Danis is saying.
Don't know, because when he was against the ropes, he was going for the head, so I just don't believe this.
Yeah, I don't know where he's coming. I wish he like said how he knew, or he just kind of like throws it out there.
I couldn't reject that theory more. Like I know the kind of the manager group of Tyron Woodley, and they were telling me to bet on Tyron Woodley.
Yeah,
they like I just flatly reject that. When was he in here?
Friday.
Oh, I was gone already.
Thursday, actually.
There's
Thursday.
A bunch of clips here. He's mad that we hired Patty the Batty.
Yeah, he says he's a bad fighter. So he likes to talk shit. He hates everyone.
Well, I mean, that is Dylan. I like Dylan, but that's his game. He is almost more. I can't remember last time he's fought. He is almost morphed into like an entertainment guy who is more than a like. I haven't seen. He hasn't fought in forever.
2 years. Yeah.
No,
it's been a while.
But he's been trying to bait people into fighting, whether real or fake, for a long time. And again, I've met him a bunch. I really like him. But yeah, that's kind of what he does.
Yeah, he's just a shit talker.
Anything else that we need to know from that interview?
No, not really. We did a fuck, marry, kill, though, and he said he would fuck Jake and bend him over in jail, so that was kind of crazy.
Okay. why in jail?
I don't know. It was crazy.
They're just both going to be in jail? Is that his prediction?
I guess so.
Huh.
Noah Beck, acting debut. So Noah Beck made his acting debut on Nickelodeon's show Side Hustle. The show's description, after accidentally setting their principal's boat on fire, best friends Lex, Presley, and Munchie, what names, create an app to get jobs to pay off their debt. So they'll do whatever it takes, no matter how embarrassing, including working as human mannequins. All right, let's do the cameo.
Hello, Perry.
Hey.
Tabitha! You know my name is Tabitha. We broke up 2 days ago.
Thought you looked familiar. Have you met my new girlfriend, Mallory? We're going to the dance together.
It's true. These have been the best 2 days of my life.
See you around, Tanya.
You know it's Tabitha!
This shit's just Saved by the Bell.
I know. It's like an exact replica of that.
That's just Saved by the Bell.
I mean, hey, yo, he didn't do bad.
No, he didn't do bad. He did definitely look 35, and everyone else was like,
right. It's like that weird kid that Loki's been in grade 12 for too many years.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel like Noah's kind of creating his own weirdo little path here. Good for him. Like,
hell yeah. The weirdo path. I like that, Dave.
But like, I didn't mean that negatively. Like, we're like showing up on like Side Hustle, like being the like 45-year-old boyfriend and doing whatever.
I mean, didn't the guy on Hannah Montana, wasn't he like 35?
Yeah, Jackson, the brother. Yeah, he was like 30.
He was old as shit.
He looked like he kind of fit in, but that did look exactly like Saved by the Bell. Celebrity tipping habits. Guys on TikTok go viral after saying a celebrity failed to tip him. Comments are filled with people talking about celebrities they've delivered and how they tip. This is bullshit. I always extra tip because you get mentioned this no matter what, and even no matter if you tip, they still mention it. But I guess there's a viral TikTok that we can watch.
Do you over tip always just because of that?
Always.
When I go out to eat, I feel like when I go out to eat in public, you always got it. Life's so fun.
Got my mini skirt and my rollerblades on. But first of all, don't you always tip on the app anyways?
I mean, like, also, it's Uber Eats driver. It's not like, I feel like tipping an Uber Eats driver, you don't tip as much as, like, a waiter, no? Are you telling me tip an Uber Eats driver the same amount you're going to go tip a waiter at a restaurant?
I don't give an Uber Eats driver anything. It's on the app, right?
Yeah, right. It's like
what I'm saying.
It's always like it's percentage of not like the act. It's just like of the food, not of the delivery.
Right.
So it's like $3 or something.
Well, it's like 15 to 20% of.
Yeah, I always go to like the 25% of whatever it is. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Bryce Hall, he was at Barstool World headquarters. Very funny video with our Tommy Smokes, who is one of the great dorks of all time. So Tommy. Oh, yeah. thinks that Bryce Hall's like, I watch all your TikToks all the time. He's pointing over. He was not talking about, he was talking about our new girl, Jordan. Hilarious clip at Tommy.
It's so heartbreaking.
I loved it. I watched it like 100 times. I zoomed in on his face.
Wait, Bryce did it to Tommy?
You'll see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We run down every day.
You see him talking over his mouth?
Oh, yeah.
He's like,
I'm losing my... No way. I see your TikToks all the time.
Me?
No, no.
I'm so excited.
He got so excited.
The fact that you're recognizing me is just, you know, an honor itself.
No, it's awesome.
Yeah, you gave him blue ball.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, awesome. Like, really? Me and Josh are friends.
I recognize
you.
You
might know me and Josh.
Me and Josh are friends. Nice. Nice.
The way he had his finger, he's
said
like,
me?
He was so excited.
Damn. Bro, he's got to stop putting himself in those situations.
They organically happen.
It's his life.
Brand. He's just a total nerd. Like someone zoomed in.
Just not talk. Just not talk.
His face, it was like Christmas morning. He was lit up. Like he was, can you like just freeze it on his face
his
when he's pointing?
His eyes got big. It was so exciting.
We got to end the whole episode here.
All the time.
Right
oh,
there.
No.
Oh my gosh, man. It's like, it literally looks like a kid who just found out Santa wasn't real, you know? Like going from being so surprised, getting up in the morning, go get the gifts, and then just boom, Santa's not real.
He's perfect because it wasn't like he played it off. Like he slapped his leg. He's like, damn.
Yeah, he was audibly upset. It was funny.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Bryce says on Much the Line he didn't think BFFs would go well. I think he knew that. Let's see the clip. But I think everybody knew that. We've talked about that a lot.
Yeah, no. Everyone hated on it.
Did you, when you first start with, when Josh was with Dave, were you like, what the fuck are you doing?
I honestly did not think it was going to go well. I was like, dude, Barstool fans fucking hate TikTokers. Josh, good luck. Because I think I'm cringy. Wait till they go to your old TikTok.
Oh, his is bad.
I know. Josh, they always post it. Yeah. They meme on him now, which is like
so funny.
It's like a love-hate relationship there, too. Some people like fuck with him. Some people don't. Yeah,
I don't know what Jersey Jerry is doing. And how did you? Did you see it?
I know. I didn't see him. He left before I got here.
Where is the state of your relationship?
I used to hate him a lot, but then after the fight, I feel like he became more likable. Like after he got knocked out and he played it so well and he was like funny about it. I think I had the wrong impression of Bryce Hall.
How are you guys doing? Still
fine. Fine. I mean, fuck that guy for saying that, but
what is it? And Bryce is beefing with Karina Kampf as of this morning. Bryce recently got a mullet. Karina tweeted that mullets are hot, and Bryce said something to Karina about her tweet because he recently got a mullet, but Karina shut him down on a recent Twitch stream. And then I guess Karina talked about it. So let's see what Karina says about Bryce Hall.
Fucking like Bryce Hall quote tweeted me, and like I don't want to be mean, but I also wanted to reply and be like, no. Like just no. Like no offense, but like you are not the mullet that made me tweet mullets are hot. I can think of a
who is the mullet?
I know.
That's a good question. Then who is the mullet?
Josh, would you ever get a mullet?
The mullets. Hey, you know what? No, not now because everyone's doing it, so it's just lame.
You have a new hair look.
I do have a little bit of a new hair look.
You got like
thanks
the wet
noticing.
Look going on.
I can't
on.
See. You're too far away. I have noticed that's a little different, but it's like you're far away, so I can't really tell.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little far from the camera, you know. I just like to be back here. But I just kind of like wake up and just don't really do much with it besides put water in it.
A little messy look.
So we have no idea who this person is?
The mullet that she's talking about?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. There's a couple people on TikTok with mullets, but... I mean,
it could be my boy G. Steves, Gavin Stevenson. If you guys remember meeting him when he came down to Miami, he has a mullet.
He does have a mullet.
He's had a mullet for like
forever.
He only has like 5,000 Instagram followers, so I don't think it's probably him, but you never know.
You do never know.
All right. Yeah. Little Lad makes it to Paper Magazine. What the hell is Little Lad?
Yeah, who's Little Lad?
You guys know Little Berries and Cream. Berries and Cream.
I 100% do not know who Little Lad
is. I am so surprised that you, Silvana, hasn't made you do a Berries and Cream Little Lad dance yet.
Boy.
I've been waiting for it.
Yikes.
Who's Berry?
Yeah.
Who's Berry and Creams?
Okay, let's show them what it is. This is like the most viral thing on TikTok right now.
Really?
Yeah. It has been.
How can everything we're talking about be
no,
so
No, this one
TikTok,
is... I mean, he's in Paper Magazine now.
What is Paper Magazine?
It's like... You remember the Kim K with the champagne ass?
Yeah.
Like, everyone's in it. Famous.
How can everything be the most viral thing?
I think when you hear it, you will know it.
Do you want to watch the original one, is what you're saying? This?
Just like the sound in general.
Yeah, just play this.
You tried these new berries and cream Starburst?
Pardon me. What kind of Starburst did you just say?
Berries.
Berries? Berries and what else?
And cream.
Oh! Berries and cream. Berries and cream. I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream.
Wait, do we have, like, the sounds of people using it, though?
This.
Yeah.
The guy just, like...
This.
That was a real commercial?
I guess so. The little lad dance. I'm mind blown that you guys don't know this.
When I was a little lad, if I wanted berries and cream, Mummy made me do the little lad dance. Now Mummy's gone. But I still like to do the little lad dance, and you might too. You just run in place. Nice form. Clap your hands. Elegant. Touch your left heel with your right and your right heel with your left. Gesture to yourself, berries and cream. Whee!
I have no idea what we're doing right now.
Yeah, what is going on?
I've never seen any of these. I'm talking about like the...
So let's get an example of somebody doing it. This is like, I don't know what we're doing right now.
Yeah, this is pretty crazy.
Everyone just logged off the podcast.
Yeah, you know when people right like insult
everyone
like,
was just like, you know what? I'm going to go fold the laundry and do something more
entertaining.
Everyone's
going to know what it is, though.
40, 45 seconds of my life, I'll never get back. What are we doing here?
Yep.
What?
Holy shit, man.
All right, here. We'll go to YouTube and pull up.
YouTube? I thought this was TikTok. What
it is going but on? Like, there's a compilation. You can watch.
Berries and cream, berries and cream. I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream. Up the octave, go for it. Berries and cream, berries and cream. I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream. Up the octave, go for it. Berries and cream, I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream. Easy peasy.
The sound.
What?
This is, I don't know what's happening.
I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream.
Are there people doing it besides this guy?
Yes, thousands.
Yeah, like, is it just
show
this guy going?
Show us cream, you brain-dead fool.
Like, give us a video.
It's just people doing this
it's
dance.
Like, but you realize prior to this, you haven't shown us one person. You just keep showing that guy over
this
and
is the
over
first person we've seen.
Like, sometimes I wonder what... It's like an old, like, fucking... Pong match in your brain going back and forth in slow motion.
It's a compilation. I mean, you guys
like, you just showed us the same dude nothing for 5 minutes, man. 5 minutes was the
like,
same dude.
Yeah, so there is a lot of people doing it. Like,
I think
hundreds
show
of thousands.
One. Show us
I was
a
about
TikTok
to, I was about to fucking get up there
virally
and start dancing.
I'm
I was
like
about to start
upset
doing it myself just to do something.
I just can't believe you guys have never heard this sound. But
oh, you guys want more?
Just find no one on TikTok.
Just
a viral
TikTok guy.
TikTok.
Let me see.
If I see this guy go again, I swear to God I'm walking out of the podcast.
Berries and cream, berries and cream. I'm a little lad who loves berries
the right
and cream.
There's Bretman Rock, our guy.
Berries and cream. I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream. Up the octave, go for it. Berries and cream.
I don't know what the
this was the worst trend ever. This was the worst fucking segment.
You guys have never heard that sound.
No.
It's really crazy.
I mean, and they're not doing the dance. I don't even understand what the fuck.
There's not even a trend to this.
Yes. They don't do the dance?
Some people do the dance. Some people just use the sound. And they like put stories over it.
Got it.
That was fucking.
Yeah, that was a miss. They don't know
ever
anything to do with berries.
The comments are just going to be like, you guys just don't go on TikTok.
Yeah, the comments are going to be, I think, on my side.
You couldn't find a TikTok example. You went to YouTube.
Yeah.
Well, because I knew I would find it for sure there versus like if I go
well,
to TikTok, I got to go find
someone. If
we're
doing this, why didn't you have examples of it?
Well, like,
shouldn't it be in the Dropbox?
I think what the sheet prep was meant to do was they wanted you to find out the origins of it and then talk about how this guy is now going on Paper Magazine.
But you guys just didn't even know
but
it.
But I think you guys just don't go on TikTok enough.
Yeah, you guys aren't real TikTokers after that.
Josh, you were on Ridiculousness. Did it air?
Hey, good way to move on from this. I was on Ridiculousness. Just filmed it like Saturday or some shit like that. I don't know.
When
did- it's going to air soon. It hasn't aired yet.
That show, I used to chirp because I felt like it was just a ripoff of Barstool way back in the day. But I always, it was a huge, huge Dyrdek fan. Rob Dyrdek, respect of like the business side. Chantal White, right? West Coast.
I thought you were just asking me about her ethnicity. I thought you were just like, yo, Chantel's white, right?
No. She used to be like a rapper. Does she still rap?
She's still rapping, yeah. West Coast.
She didn't drop any bars on set. That's disappointing.
How was that?
It was cool. It was fun. I mean, it's like, it's quick as hell, right? Like there's no like lines to learn. It's not like, oh, they're going to tell you what to say. Like you just get up there, sit on the couch, and then it's like, boom, go.
React to the videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Show's been on the air for a long time.
It's like all that MTV plays is ridiculousness.
It's like their show, you know?
Yeah.
BFFs are trending? What does that mean?
I think it's just saying because of that costume that you had on. Oh, I would say that's more Dave's pizza review.
Yeah, but I don't know that that's trending.
It's a trending.
It's a trend on TikTok. It's a trending sound. When you want to talk about videos, I've seen on TikTok. I've seen videos of this shit. Of people using the sound.
Like
Dave
of
and the crackhead.
And everyone's remaking it.
It's like, how is he pulling that? And it's, they use captions like, when your ugly friend gets a hot girl or something.
Yeah.
How is he pulling that?
Are there examples of it? Do we not do examples here?
No, we have some. There's two.
I swear to God, if this fucking guy just pops up.
It is a good sound.
And don't forget to give it to a crackhead.
Okay, so that's the full reenactment.
That's what everyone's doing.
Yeah.
How's he pulling that?
I think people are going to be it for Halloween.
I was left speechless by that guy.
Gotcha.
He kind of killed that.
It's just a bunch of people doing that.
Gotcha. Okay.
But a lot.
Okay. Josh Sneaky Links. Josh joins... Sneaky Link TikTok trend is becoming a trend to duet Josh's trend. What?
They really love the word trend in this bitch.
Okay, let's see it. Holy cow.
So this is the original.
Stacey trying to have my baby, but plan be the only plan.
Well, you just my sneaky link, so don't keep texting me. Damn. I'm not your bitch, stop checking me. You come last week.
New hair, you know.
So, okay, so what do we got?
So then people duet it and do the girl version. Where it's like, you're just my sneaky link, and everyone's freaking
out.
What's
a sneaky link?
Like a girl, like a side girl.
A hookup, you know? You're going to the house, it's low key.
Yeah.
You're pulling up at like 12 a.m., grandma's asleep, gotta sneak through the window.
Sneaky link.
They see trying to have my baby, but plan be the only plan.
Well, you're just my sneaky link, so don't keep texting me. Damn. I'm not your bitch, stop checking me.
Just a bunch of girls doing that with Josh.
Got it. All right. Down with that. yeah, what time do we have?
Did you guys see the fucking Alec Baldwin shit go down?
Yeah, it sucks.
It's horrible.
It's crazy.
You know what I don't like about it? And I don't care. Like people, I see him getting like roasted by like people who hate him because of politics. It's like this isn't a political thing. It's fucking a horrible story all the way around.
And it's not like it's gonna be the prop guy's fault.
What's that?
No, it's the prop guy. It's the prop guy. And probably, I mean, it's going to be down the list. There's going to be 10 people.
No, the prop guy that gave him the gun was taken off of previous jobs for doing the same thing.
It's crazy.
So it was his fault. He was just not responsible. Yeah.
We get some videos to react to, and then we'll get to Alyssa. So Brie on Tinder, first one.
He knows Barah. I love Barah. I'm swiping right.
This is a thing. People... That's just a sound. But people take pictures with me that I don't know, and then they use it as their Tinder to get girls to like them, and they pretend that they're my friend. This has happened a lot.
Move.
Yeah, it's just kind of crazy.
The sound was for Barack. Like there was the original one was like Barack, like Obama.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, I love Barack.
That's a 140 IQ move right there.
Yeah.
All my guy friends from home do it, and it's kind of annoying.
I feel like that's though like a universal move. I don't hate that.
Yeah.
Girl hits on guy's girlfriend. Girl hits on. Oh, this is me.
Yeah.
I don't know if this has ever happened to you guys, and this might just be a me thing, but I did not recognize this very famous man right here, which is totally fine if I didn't go up to his girlfriend and him and hit on his girlfriend and then proceed to talk to him about how hot his girlfriend is and ask if she was single because I thought that he was her friend. Then I asked what he did for work. He said he worked for Barstool. And then all of a sudden it clicked. I hit on Dave Portnoy's girlfriend. To Dave Portnoy.
I'm calling bullshit on that one.
Well, there were parts of it truth. It wasn't as she wasn't really hitting on Silvana. Silvana actually was mad at this girl.
Really?
For a second. Not because the girl didn't know who I was and was talking to Silvana and then started talking to me. And Silvana's like, don't act like you don't know who he is. You don't have to pretend to be nice to me. Like, I know you just wanted to talk to Dave and hit on Dave. But the girl actually told me her ex-girlfriend looked like Silvana. So I do think she was a lesbian.
Okay.
But it wasn't, she wasn't like, I didn't talk to her that much about Silvana. Like, once she started talking to me, she realized who I was pretty quick. But there was an element of truth to it. She said she worked for, like, Gallo. I remember that, like, the liquor company. So, but it wasn't nearly, like, the big deal she just made it seem like at all. Right, it was pretty quick.
Where was it?
It was Denver? In Colorado. Yeah, Denver. Yeah. Thirst Trap 10, Addison Rae. Let me get your girl, yeah. She be trying to flirt. So
I tell that wait. Just watching Addison shake her ass.
Yeah, I saw that. Silvana wanted to make a version of that where, like, when you go to her ass, it was just my face, which I guess she saw somewhere else.
That'd be funny.
So it's like people think funny. You're going to see her do that, and then you just get
we bite. Have that. Think.
What?
Oh, you did it? I mean, get your girl, yeah. She be trying to flirt. So I tell
that, wait, whoa. Yeah, like that. A version of that.
They're my favorite TikTok couple.
I don't know who they are. okay. Mackenzie Grimsley and Clemson tight end Brandon Galloway.
That was
that was them. Yeah. Okay. Thomas Petro misses the OG Hype House. This guy.
This guy's been making like headlines last couple.
I can see how
fucking loser.
Like, is there any element, Josh, that you ever like miss those days of just? Like,
oh, I mean, of course, there's gonna be like some element of it where it's like, goddamn, bro, we were all like the tightest homies. We were always like going out doing the craziest things, but it's like at the same time, there's like, gotta grow up.
I bet none of them said happy birthday, so he just got rid of them all.
Probably, yeah. It's probably like no happy birthday.
Fucking no happy birthdays. I'm not hanging out with one more of these people.
Barstool mentioned on SNL, we don't really have to watch that clip. It wasn't that great. I mean, it was nice to see it. It's like, oh, that's cool, popular reference. And that's about it.
Yeah, we got a list of coming in.
Most guys have tried different ways to last longer in bed, but thinking about baseball doesn't always work. Folks at Roman, the hard dick business, an online men's health company, are changing the game with Roman Swipes, secret to longer lasting sex. Saying the Pledge of Allegiance in your head, counted backwards from 10, doesn't always work. Roman Swipes are clinically proven to last longer bed, effective, easy to use, fast acting. They do not require a prescription. Roman can ship swipes to you in discreet, unmarked packaging. Each swipe packet is small enough to hide in your wallet for whenever you need it. They're super easy to use. Just take the swipes out of the packet, swipe it on, let it dry. You're good to go. That's it. Go to GetRoman.com/BFF and get your first month of swipes for just $5 when you choose a monthly plan. That's GetRoman.com/BFF. Welcome, Melissa Violet. First of all, thank you. Josh just said it. Your first podcast that you've done.
Yes.
Now, do you get asked a lot to be on them and have denied? Or, like, what? Why is that? Because you've been involved in a ton of shit since you've kind of burst onto the scene.
Right. I just always say no just because my anxiety is so high and I'll have like anxiety attacks like randomly. So then I don't know like how to kind of like talk about that. But yeah, you guys are cool. So I was just like, let's do this.
So that was it. That's why you're like, okay, these guys are cool. So I say yes.
Yeah, for sure. And like, I figured at some point I have to do them. So I might as well just like start off.
So how do you, and how do you manage that? Because you've been in the public spotlight now for a long time. Is the anxiety thing like a new thing? Because you're kind of always on camera or always have been in the public. Well, for the recent memory, at least, like, how do you balance that?
Well, I think it got a lot worse with COVID because I always had anxiety, but like just with COVID, it multiplied like crazy. But yeah, I just take drugs now.
It's a decent way to get around.
Like, don't do what you got to do.
I don't blame that. So, all right. And I've read up all on it. I think Bree and Josh were like, you guys following your entire career?
Yeah, Alyssa Violet, you're like the OG YouTuber. Yeah. You've been in the game forever. I feel like you kind of like took a little step back and now you're really coming back into the scene, which is cool to see. But why do you think you kind of, not took a break, but you kind of like stayed out of the spotlight?
A little hiatus. Yeah. A little hiatus, maybe.
A little hiatus. I don't know. I think I just kind of wanted to focus on my mental health because like this stuff really wasn't making me happy anymore. And just like being in the public eye and like having all these eyeballs on me like all the time was just a lot. So yeah, I just kind of wanted to focus on my mental health, friends and family. And then I also didn't have good ideas for anything. So I wanted to take a little bit, like I didn't want to come back unless I was like my best self and happy all the time. So yeah.
So are you back now? Is this like, hey world, I'm back?
I guess you could say that. I don't want to put too much pressure on YouTube just because I wasn't enjoying it for a little bit. I just felt like I was doing it for other people, not so much for me. So I'm doing as many videos as I can keep up with right now, and like the editing and creative process and everything. But yeah, I guess you could say I'm back.
Do you want to stay in the influencer world, or are you working like, because I know you do a lot of like the modeling stuff as well. Like, do you want to start working to get like into more of that like professional, like just like modeling world, acting, or do you want to stay like doing influencer stuff? Like, what's the plan there?
Well, I like being in the spotlight. Sometimes it's just like, it is very exhausting. I'm working on a clothing brand right now. It's a very early process. It's going to take a little bit, but I guess I'm just riding the wave and then just seeing kind of where it takes me. I want to get into modeling again, maybe like a little bit, but I'm 25. So I guess I'm like technically old.
Is that too old to be a model?
Is that, there's
That's
no way.
Crazy.
It's not, I mean, traditionally it was for like a while, but now I think it's kind of like pivoting. Okay. But
you're one of those interesting cats for me because I'm seeing it and I've been doing this shit forever, but it's like, you're almost in a crossroads. You're like, it wasn't making me happy anymore and want to get out. But then if you look at your life and you've been like either dating or in the houses, you're in like the center of the universe. Like, you know, the Jake Paul, FaZe Clan, like you were in a contact group called Clout Gang. So how do you even balance it? I feel like you're in it so much, maybe not like directly, but your upbringing, like if someone's writing the history of kind of the internet, like you're at some critical phases of it and with critical people.
Like the diss track era, yeah. Like
pfft, yeah, all of it. Shit. So how do you ever totally leave that? And even recently, like your relationship with Banks and shit like that, you're at a center of a lot of very like important stuff for this generation.
I never thought about that. Yeah. I mean,
I don't mean to give you like anxiety now.
No, we're good. No, it's just, I always kind of surrounded myself with other content creators and people who inspired me and I just had fun with. So it always came naturally for me just to like be on camera and like just be fucking around with my friends. Like, oh my God, that's so funny. Like, we should make a skit and like just put it out there. And then just all my friends just happened to be on the internet as well. And then, yeah, it's just all my friends. And now it's like, I'm still friends with all these people. I have an amazing relationship with Banks. We're like good friends now. Thank God.
When did that happen?
Why? Yeah. What's the thank God? That sounded like.
Well,
yeah.
No. When that. Well,
it was like a toxic relationship for like years. And then like we broke up, got back together like twice. It was this whole thing. And then we both had like separate relationships. We both, like, he had a girlfriend, I had a boyfriend for like the last year. And then now, another breakup again, like now we can actually be friends and like focus on the friendship this time. So
yeah. Is it like, and without digging, because I don't want to go dig, like on the sheet that I'm reading, and this could be old news, it makes it seem like you're still, you just recently, is this recent that the fallout with, and maybe I'm wrong, but like Chantel Jeffries, like I have all these notes you guys are following and unfollowing, that is that related to FaZe?
No. That's something Chantal and I just kind of had our little moment, like whatever. Had nothing to do with Ricky or FaZe or anything. No, I do want to put that on the record.
Set the record straight, and I won't.
Right.
Just a falling out with friend, pretty much.
Yeah, it happens.
Over guys or no?
I wish her the best. That's, I really do.
That's a yes.
That's it. That's 100%.
That was as clear as yes.
But not those guys. So
different. No. Not that group. I don't even know if I believe that part. But
yeah, I think that might be a little bit of a lie too.
We don't need to dig into it.
You know, some people like in the industry, especially, it gets a little crazy, and it's just you outgrow people, you outgrow friendships, and
you're still in LA, correct?
Yeah.
So, like, who would you consider like your like core top three group right now? Like, who are you surrounded? And that is something that I've learned even doing this with Josh. Like, I feel like Barstool being on the East Coast in New York, it's a very different vibe where we don't interact with, like, a lot of the influencer sphere. And there's always this infighting. There's people who were friends, not friends, same group of people overall, doing podcasts, doing content, stabbing
everyone
each other in the back.
It's literally
each other.
Fucking high school.
It's like
it's high
school.
It's like a cesspool.
So crazy. LA is really incestuous, and it's fucking disgusting. But it's just the industry.
So who do you live with? Like, who do you create with? Like, who's your crew? Are you still doing stuff with all other influencers, or are you kind of on your own now?
I kind of just took a step back. I feel when I'm like surrounded by other people like of high status, I feel really inspired, but also just like kind of in my head, like, oh my God, they're doing it this way. Like maybe I should be doing it this way. And then like, I kind of lose my creative touch with that. So I have like a really good, amazing group of friends around me now. Like my best friend, Maria from home, I've known her for like almost 10 years now, which actually, Brianna, she's the biggest fan of you.
Oh, thank you.
She was like, oh my God, like there's no way. So
everyone loves you.
I have like my really good, solid friends around me now.
What, when you say the show's cool, is Brie why you said yes to this show? Like what was, I was surprised you said yes.
Yeah, what was the reason? What was the reason for saying yes?
I got back on YouTube and I was just like, I guess I have to promote it somehow.
You gotta put it out.
Sure. Little clout grab action. I like it.
BFFs is a good way to do it.
I figured like with my anxiety, I'm just like, I've been saying no for so long. I'm just like, I'm just going to have to bite it like and just go for it.
Right.
Well, you have the inside stuff. I mean, you were part, like when you look back at being part of Team 10 and I mean, again, I don't know how much of this stuff, but you dated Jake Paul, then in it made for content. Like, are there any, what are like your best memories and any regrets of that time?
Team 10 era.
I don't ever want to say like I regret the Team 10 era. I think I learned a lot. And I'm still surrounded by like a lot of those cool people like Niels, Tessa, the twins. Like I really love them. They're amazing people. It was just like a huge learning experience. And I was like so young. I was 18, 19 going into that. And yeah.
And this all came about, is that right? I'm sure you've told the story that you're dropping other girls off to like an event and then you got out and you're just like really pretty. And then one thing led to another. You meet Jake and it kind of spirals from there.
Yeah, it was actually, I've described this before. It's just me and my friend Hannah were on our way to the mall. This is like the craziest story. Like it doesn't even make sense. And every time I tell it, everyone's like, "That, are you sure?" But we were going to the mall and all these girls were like running out. And then they were like, oh my God, like they were like 12-year-old girls. I just got my license. I could drive. They're like, can we please hop in your car and go? Like there's a celebrity at the mall. I'm like, oh my God, Justin Bieber's probably there. I was like, holy shit. I'm like, I want to see Justin Bieber. And then all these girls hop into my car and then they're just like, oh, like, let's go to like the next spot that they're all going to. And then I dropped them off and I just got out of the car with my friend and I was just like, let's see who it is. I had no idea who they were. And I just kind of was like, hey, what up? And then we all became friends, started texting, would hang out. And then, yeah.
That's pretty girl privilege.
That is a little pretty girl privilege for sure.
By the way, you couldn't pay me enough money in the world to drive 12-year-old girls anywhere or 12-year-old boys. I'd be like, get the fuck away from me. But
get out.
I was like 16, 17. I was like,
she was ready
to
see the celebs.
I don't blame it. It turned out. So
worked, yeah.
And how long after that did it take before you moved to LA?
That took about a year. So I always wanted to model, act. I always wanted to be in the industry. Like I just was so, I just, it was like a creative process behind it. I would always do weird skits at my house, like with my family. And then I always wanted to just pivot that into an actual career for like acting. So my plan was always to go to New York and like go to Juilliard or do something like that and sign with an agency.
So Juilliard, Team 10, Juilliard, Team
10. I'll let, right.
They're very, like, really, different levels of prestige, yeah. Eh? Like, a little bit of different prestige at those two places.
Yeah. It was crazy, yeah. What? But then I met the boys, and then they moved out here. And then about a year later, they were like, dude, you just need to come out. Like, you would kill it. Like, we can all make videos together. And then I came out. I met with, like, 5 or 6 modeling agencies right off the bat. And they offered me contracts, like, right when I walked in. I was so surprised. I was like, holy shit, like, this is a reality. I can actually do this. So then I was just like, all right, I guess I'm moving to LA.
What about?
And then I started making videos and everything, and it was really natural.
I'm curious to see this video because I'm always hearing everything you say, but we have a link of Alyssa's family talking about how they feel with her becoming a celebrity.
It's a TikTok that she made referring to that.
Okay, let's see it.
I'm scared. I don't want to see
that.
Oh.
Oh, I saw this video.
Oh my God, I saw this too.
Oh God.
So that's before and after, basically?
A little flex action.
I just hopped on that trend and I was just like, it's just funny. I actually copied that from another creator and I was just like, I guess I could do that one.
That's right, a good one. And that's all of TikTok. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have 2 older brothers and they're the best. One of them actually just got married.
How old are they?
Rhett is, I think, 32, 33.
Are they protective?
Yes.
So, like, did they want to, like, beat Jake's ass after, like, the whole, like, cheating scandal went down? Or, like, what happened there?
Of course, yeah. No, whenever Jake would come over the house, he's been in my house, like, 2 times in Ohio, like, back in the day. And, like, no one liked him. Like, so that should have been a red flag.
Yeah, major red flag right there. Family already hated him off the bat.
Do you guys, when's the last time you've talked to him?
I have had him blocked for years.
He's still unblocked? You still have him unblocked?
Wow.
Yeah, I just don't fuck with, I'm friends with Logan, like, he's fine. I don't know. That kid's so problematic. I'm like, I don't even want to deal with it.
That's everyone's whole thing. Everyone always likes Logan, but they have, like, Jake blocked.
Yeah, they have some feelings for Jake, but they're like, oh, Logan's cool, though.
Yeah, but that's kind of a reverse. Like, I mean, there was a while where Logan was going through all this shit. He's rehabbed his image and obviously taken next steps. But from the side, I mean, obviously from the Team 10, like, to me, those two guys are some of the most, like, brilliant creators we've had. And I agree with you, like, there's parts of Jake, but he's also been pretty smart with what he's done, especially
knows
recently.
How to get in the headlines.
Yeah, yeah. But that I kind of respect the whole. You don't agree? She's like a slow.
Yeah, she's like.
I'm just not going to talk about him.
Fuck you! I'm getting off this podcast now.
Imagine she just ends it.
There are amazing creators. Logan's so talented, has the best energy, and can just. I lived with them for like a while, and I always enjoyed being around them. They always inspired me to be better and like what to create and how to do it. And they really paved the way kind of for a lot of people in the industry today.
Are there any creators out there right now where you're like, damn, I'd like to like work with them?
My God. Yeah. I have a list.
let's give it. Let's,
air it
let's
out.
Hear the well, talk.
There's creators. Yeah. And then there's like other people like traditionally in movies and stuff like that.
What's your like dream list then?
Fucking Angelina Jolie, like, that'd be sick to make a movie with her, Jen Lawrence, like...
You're going old school.
Kind of Lima with modeling, like, that would be sick.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Traditional time. I mean, it is going old school. I believe we have a couple games, right?
Yeah, we do.
To play with her?
We have 2 games for you.
I think so.
Okay.
All right, this week's games, we got Fuck, Marry, Kill, we got Flop or Not, and they're brought to you by Takis. We got Takis Fuego Waves. So these are cool. They're like chips. They're thick cut, extra wavy potato chips. They got the extra fire. They're hot. The powder coating delivers intense flavors of hot chili pepper and lime fuego. They're awesome. Everybody needs to try some Takis and have them in their life. So can you face the intensity? I guess you will find out. We got the all-time that we play with mostly everyone, Fuck, Marry, Kill. Figured we'd have to do
I
it
know
with
a couple of her kills.
You know,
without
yeah.
even playing the game, I think I can guess who's going
right.
to get killed.
I think I can guess a couple.
We didn't want to get too crazy because we didn't want to give you anxiety, so they're not anything insane.
I talk about my anxiety now, like, publicly because I can, because mental health's like a thing. But, like, it's like everyone's like, I don't want to give her anxiety.
Well, no. And I saw the DMs when we were trying to get you on, and you mentioned anxiety, and that's like taking all the bullets out of my gun, because, like, well, I don't want to be like a total asshole.
Yeah, I don't want to be a dick. Like, yeah.
Oh, I'm just giving her a panic attack. Yeah, we don't want to do that. First one, Mr. Beast, PewDiePie, Shane Dawson.
Do these have any relation to her?
No, not really. They're just OG YouTubers. Like,
are you dating anybody right now, or are you single?
No, I'm not dating anyone right now.
That was weird hesitation, too. But
yeah, interesting.
No, I'm not. I went through a breakup like a couple months ago, and I'm still processing it. So okay. It's just
You, how long do you process for? That's a long process time. How long did you date him
it's
for?
It's not that long of
how
a
long,
process
wait, how long did you date him
for? Normal.
How long did you date for?
We dated for like just under a year. So
You think that's a long process? A year?
How many months was it?
2 months ago we broke up.
Yeah. Oh, that's not that. I mean, a year. I guess you're a year, 2 months.
Yeah. I think it takes like half the amount you date someone to kind of get over them. Which I'm hoping is true.
That's another crazy.
Thing. Dave's like, a week, I'm good. That's what you're saying.
If you date someone for 2 years, it takes a year to get over, no chance.
No, but like at least like, I don't know, a couple months, three months.
I don't believe in that. I think it's true.
It also depends on how like deep the relationship was.
Was it a public thing?
Mm-mm. I had two public relationships. I'm just like, there's no way. Gotcha. I never posted him. Like, there's just, I'm over all that.
Okay.
Okay, so fuck, marry, kill. We got Mr. Beast, PewDiePie, Shane Dawson.
Okay, Shane Dawson, I'm actually friends with him. And Mr. Beast, he would come over the house all the time. And like, we're homies. But I don't know. Fuck.
What house?
The Cloud House. He came over and did some like Beast challenges there. And I was
Mr. Beast.
Okay.
Fun. Fuck, I don't know. I don't know PewDiePie.
Kill him.
So that's an easy kill. Easy kill. Then.
It's a kill.
And that's so mean, though.
No. He still lives in real life.
Yeah.
Just in your head.
Yeah, it's actually just a game.
Yeah,
which is crazy.
Yeah. And you don't know him, so he's, you know, he can't be that offended. I would never be offended if someone I didn't know killed me.
Me either.
Right.
I'd actually rather
And I'm also not even dead.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, I'll kill PewDiePie. I'll fuck Shane. No, I'll marry Shane. I'll marry Shane. And then I'll fuck
Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast.
Okay.
Okay. You should have married Mr. Beast for the money, but... All right, next one. Vinny Hacker, Josh Richards, Lil Huddy.
Hey, I don't put this list together. Just saying. I didn't, like, plant this in here. Just want to let you know that people make this
list. You don't have to lie to me. It's okay.
Fuck, whatever. Busted.
Busted.
Do you have an age limit? Like, those guys are, like, you're... How old did you say you were? 25?
I'm 25. Wait, yeah. How old is everyone?
They're all of age.
Old enough.
Don't worry.
Well, they're all of age. Josh.
Yeah, super old. I'm like 24.
They're all 19 and Josh is... Are you 20 yet?
No,
I'm 19.
Oh, God. They're all 19.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I feel old. Way to go. You feel old. Throw me under the bus.
I'm 44. I'm doing like... Don't say you feel old.
Yeah, but you make it look cool.
Okay. Clip that.
Yeah, first person to ever say, clip that right there.
Dave is so happy right now.
He's not happy as she said it. I didn't make her say it. We'll flip it and post it. No big deal.
No big deal. All right. No biggie.
Fuck. I don't know. If they're all like, I have a rule. I won't hook up with anyone under like 21.
You just, I can tell you just made that up.
She just totally made that up. On the spot.
I have a rule.
Like 20 seconds. Yeah.
No, you weren't like, I have a rule. I won't. You're like, I have a rule.
I have a list. Let me actually whip it up.
All right, okay. So then,
no less.
I don't know. So what does that mean? You're not going to answer it?
I don't know. I feel like they're all young. Okay, can I kill them all?
You could kill them all. Well, who would you marry?
The
who would you
fuck
marry?
Is going on?
That doesn't mean
pull up the list again. Where's the list?
So Vinny Hacker, Josh Richards, Lil Huddy. Which one would you want to marry?
Okay, I love Lil Huddy. He's so sweet. I love his music. He's dope.
What about his fashion, though? It sucks.
He's a really sweet kid. I don't know his fashion.
Well, we're looking at it.
Yeah, you're looking at it.
I don't know.
Hey, thanks, Dave, for having my back here.
Josh, I'll marry you.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
That was throwing a dog a bone.
You. Yeah, that's even worse. I feel like a pity like case now.
Yeah, you're a pity marriage.
I'll kill Lil Huddy just because I love Charlie so much, and like I couldn't do
respect.
That.
Okay. Such a bad
well, thing. Fuck the other kid. I don't know who he is.
Everyone would do that. Okay, we got Tana Mojo, Tessa Brooks, Summer Rae. This was like the only juicy round a little bit.
Why is this juicy? Tell me why this juicy.
There was said beef with Summer Rae, right?
Because of Banks?
No, you guys lived in the cloud house together, right?
Or yeah, no, I've always been friends with Summer. She's the goat.
The goat of what?
Ass shit.
Okay. She's just the goat of ass.
That's
like really though. She's the best. Hey. Summer's so sweet. There's no beef.
Okay. Ever. No beef. And then Tana and Tessa Brooks.
I have to clear the record. The goat of ass shit.
I know who you're gonna say it is.
Is undeniably what's her face?
Jen Selter.
Jen Selter is the goat of ass shit. Jen Selter invented asses on the internet.
I think she did it first, but that doesn't mean she's the goat. It's the argument like
who's still relevant,
LeBron
though.
MJ. It's like LeBron came later.
No. Jen Selter is the goat of ass on the. She invented the genre.
But that doesn't necessarily make you the greatest of all time.
Do you guys know who Jen Selter is?
I don't.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. It was like back in like 2014, 2015, right?
Yeah, people didn't even know what like really Instagram was. And she was putting on an ass show that will live on. Like, she probably, like, she was one of the number one Instagram girls before people were doing it. Different era, different.
She's
different
OG.
Leads.
How about OG?
Fine,
ass
she's
girl.
The OG. Fine, yeah. Okay, yeah. Fine, fair. I can live with that.
OG ass girl.
I had to stick up for her.
Yeah,
no, that's
she.
Nice.
She deserves her credit.
Right.
I love Summer. Tessa's a friend. Tana's a friend. Fuck, I'll marry Tessa. I will fuck Summer, and I love you, Tana, but I have to kill Tana.
Tana wouldn't care. Tana's the type of, she's just happy she's on the list. Probably.
She is, She's like, oh, my name's out there, I'm good.
As long as you're talking about Tana doesn't care.
That was the last one.
That's it?
And we have another game, too. Clout. Flop or not. So you have to pick, they were all part of Team 10, and then you're going to say if they flopped or if not. Like if they made it, if they're doing well, or if not.
What if I don't keep up with them anymore? Like, what if I don't?
Oh, no, we know you.
So that means they flopped then.
I swear to God, I don't. I just.
That would kind of mean like they flop. You don't know. You don't hear about them.
Yeah, you don't know them.
Okay.
You. What do you mean you kind of sit at home? You don't kind of sit at home?
I do. I swear to God. Okay, I like YouTube because I can kind of control the narrative. So like maybe on YouTube, I'm like, oh my God, I'm doing all this crazy shit. I literally will go out. I'll leave my house for like an hour, film all this crazy shit, whatever, and then come home and then like watch Friends on my couch. And like drink.
Okay.
Like I really don't do anything.
Friends, huh?
Literally.
I don't want to say that.
Gossip Girl.
Okay. XOXO.
Are you not a Friends fan?
No, I do like Friends, but I always think it
is compared to The Office.
I don't think the writing is near. Like, I think it's for fake funny.
No.
Like The Office or like Seinfeld is brilliantly funny. Friends is athlete funny.
Also,
it's family
yeah.
friendly funny.
What?
It's like family friendly funny. Watch it with your mom.
Yeah. I love it.
They just all be fucking each other too in the French.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, that's like LA.
It's kind of weird. It is LA. It's kind of LA.
It's literally the TikTok world, like your social media world.
They be sucking and fucking each other.
They be going crazy.
All right, flop or not.
All right, flop or not, we got the Martinez twins.
Oh, I love them. They're killing it right now, yeah?
Are they DJs?
I don't think so.
Maybe they might be.
Are there DJs called the Martinez twins?
No. I think you're thinking of Goon Squad.
No, definitely not. I'm thinking of like,
There are DJs called I just thought about that.
There are, right?
Are you talking about the ones that were at Grutman's like opening party for his like hotel? That
maybe.
You were at? I feel like...
I've seen them a bunch. There's two brothers called the Martinez.
The Martinez brothers.
Yeah, the Martinez brothers.
Yeah.
So that
these
them?
Are the Martinez twins. The brothers are the DJs.
Okay.
I don't think this is them.
Okay. Wow.
That's got to be like bad for branding when you have like...
They're pop. The Martinez brothers DJs are very popular. Very.
Yeah. No, I forgot about it. I didn't even put two and two together. That's
Look
wild.
At me being like cutting edge cool on here.
Yeah.
Cutting edge.
44 and 44 and still cool.
Thank you. I don't know who that is.
Erica Costell.
I don't know who that is.
Oh.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
So that's a flop.
Wow. That's
Oh my
that's
God. Awesome. I have not talked to Chance in so long. I told you I don't keep up with them. I don't know. I feel bad.
Flop.
Flop, yeah.
I don't know.
Nick Crompton, this motherfucker.
Why do you say this motherfucker?
He's just a character. He kind of reminds me like of a Grooming in a way. Like he's just
almost,
like the background.
Oh. Josh, I had a girl, and we're in, where were we? I'm losing. Oh, Bloomington, Indiana. A waitress.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Kilroy's.
Okay.
Came up to me and she's like, I fucking hate Michael Gruen. As I'm like, well, he's an acquired taste.
And for sure.
And she, I guess this girl was talking to you and Gruen somehow like got involved. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
We'll have to just move on then. She was like, oh, I hate.
Who is that?
Wait, Gruen? but like what? Like
you don't know Mike Gruen?
No.
Wow, you're the first guest. So Gruen, I met him. It's like Josh's manager was involved in Sway. He's the most obnoxious but sneaky, like, grows on you guy I've ever met. Like,
yeah, and he just like kind of just like weirdly is able to get shit done at the same, like knows like such a strange amount, like amount of people. It's just like he's just like you just can't explain him. You just gotta meet him.
I did meet him. I meet a lot of people when I'm like drunk, and then they're like, "Oh,
you
like,
probably have met him."
No. I wouldn't say you met him when you were drunk because he doesn't go to parties. He's not like a
probably not.
Was it the bottle girl at Kilroy's
or yes. server?
I think I know who that is. I asked. I said, "Did you tell Dave you hated Gruen?" I'll touch back and see.
Yeah, I mean, somebody came up, and I was just like, "Trust me, he's an acquired taste." I didn't like him when I met him.
Yeah, he is an acquired taste.
Okay, sorry. I got sidetracked. I don't even know why.
Anyways.
Because Nick.
Oh, Compton. You mentioned Gruen.
Yeah. Cole Kerrigan.
This person better not have flopped. Look at that look.
He's a makeup artist, no?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know he was in Team 10, I don't think.
I don't know. I feel like after I left, there was like six other Team 10s they created.
Right, like they just kind of started making a bunch of like Team 10s after that.
Yeah. He gets a lot, like involved in a lot of drama.
Like, I don't know.
You seem pretty normal and grounded for this world.
I sure hope I am.
But by the way, I don't believe that you are, but it seems that way.
No, I'm a complete fucking asshole. I'm the worst.
To be in this world, you got to be a little bit off. Is that everybody?
Yeah, well, there was more, but I feel like she doesn't know any of them anymore.
How do you not know the people you live with? Didn't you live with these people?
Yeah.
Oh, I think some of those, I don't know them. What do you mean? That's got to be shame, right?
This was like 5 years ago.
But you lived
like
with them.
Team 10 was like 2016, 2017.
But you lived with them. They were your roommates. You'd see them every day, no?
Yeah, but I haven't talked to them in like 5 years. Like Chance, he's probably, I don't know if he's out here or he went back to Ohio. I don't know.
What?
I only talked to like Tessa and Niels.
What did
so
you?
So do you like,
go ahead,
do you
sorry.
Hate Erica? Do you not like Erica?
She said she didn't know who that is.
That's what I mean.
I know.
That's got it. I know she knows who it is. But I used to watch Team 10. Like, I know.
No, she was Jake's assistant, and then it turns out they were, like, banging the whole time. I'm like,
so, yes,
she was,
you fucking hate her.
She was my best friend, and I'm just like, you're gross.
Thank you for calling that out, Josh. So you were dating Jake, and your best friend was banging Jake, so you know her, who she is, and you hate her. It's refreshing.
That's valid,
it's been
though.
5 years, so I'm just like, fuck it, whatever.
But it's refreshing and enlightening to say you hate people. I say it all the time. It makes you feel good. It's like
it's
you have
like
every
therapy,
right to hate her.
You know?
A By the way, I don't hate, like, anybody. Like, I hate, like, I don't want to burn bridge. Like, I just...
That's not a burn bridge. You got to burn the bridge down and throw grenades in there. Like,
yeah,
we had
you just don't want
to
cross that
path. Best friend
again.
Did the same thing to him. We hate him.
Yeah, okay. Who's your best friend, Josh?
X.
My best friend right now is Gavin Stevenson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a good guy. He has a mullet.
It's the thing. Well, we won't go into it. Whatever. We can all pretend there's no hate.
Yeah, everyone loves everyone. Alyssa gives us great vibes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. I'm quick to hate. If you guys need people to hate on your behalf, I'm happy to do it. I'm filled with that.
Dave can be the bad guy.
Yeah, I'll be the bad guy for you.
Best guy to have in your corner, really, is Dave.
I'm glad you called that out when you're like, I don't know who that is. That actually is a better way to do it because everyone knows who it is. Anything else? I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, did we give you any anxiety? Was this a good podcast to start off with?
No, this was easy. This was good. Yeah,
we'll have to go take notes after it.
So, what's next? You're back on YouTube. Is that how people are going to find most of your content?
Yeah, YouTube, TikTok. I'm still trying to come up with ideas every day for YouTube, and I think like the pranks, like the old school diss track era, like all that, like pranking and like loud, chaotic. I think it's whack. So I want to. I like Emma's style. I like kind of that vibe.
Who's
I'm still that? Just trying to
Chamberlain.
Dabble and figure it out. I don't know.
Got it.
But like that everyone's been asking for years and I just feel bad at this point. I'm like fucking all like the fans over. So I'm just like, I got to get back into it.
Look at you, a benevolent queen. Just be like, all my fans want it, so I'll just throw them some crumbs on YouTube and go on our way.
Yep. Give them a little taste.
What's your relationship with Ian Dior? Are you guys friends?
Oh, my God. He's like my son. I love him.
Oh, we're having him on Thursday.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I love Ian. He's the best ever. So
it's
sweet.
Our son. Mommy? Mommy?
Mommy? Sorry. Mommy? Sorry.
I think that's everything.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you. It was nice meeting you.
Yeah, great, you guys too. Love you.
Good luck. And like I said, if you need to hate anybody, I'll hate them for you. Just let me know.
Send it this way.
I'll send you a list.
All right, perfect. I need more hate in my life. Yep. All right. Thank you, Elizabeth Violet.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Take care. Peace. Bye.